I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The King of Bhutan announced that he would step down as ruler in 2008. This may be good news for Christians in the world's only Buddhist kingdom, says Words of Hope. For security reasons, we're not mentioning his name, but this leader says a new constitution is in the works.
It is expected that Bhutan will go from being a monarchy to a constitutional monarchy, a democracy. And it is hoped that freedom of religion will increase and that the gospel may be spread more openly and freely.
Meanwhile, a Hope Givers International book stand, church, and school were recently destroyed in the Kota district of Rajasthan State. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the violence postponed annual graduation ceremonies of the Emmanuel Theological Seminary. Hope Givers International President Dr. Samuel Thomas has issued a call to prayer asking believers around the world to especially pray for peace and freedom in India throughout February and March. And it's real life, real hope, and real change taking place where it's needed most, in the poorest part of the city. A rescue mission? Yes, with the emphasis on mission. City Team Ministries' Kim Dilworth explains that when people come to City Team Ministries, they're desperate. When their basic needs are met, evangelism happens.
They see that these are people that love them, and they don't know what it is, but they want more of that. And this is a place where we see people giving their life to the Lord on a regular basis and becoming functioning people in the community where they actually are serving.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul. It's likely to stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.